Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, and tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that it's going down. They will hear a word from the Lord on today that is a life-changing word. So go ahead and text them and tweet them and let them know that it's going down today. Glory to God. First of all, I want to go ahead with my announcements. Glory to God. You know, I want to make sure that you don't miss a beat. I want you to make sure you write it down and mark it on your calendar. These are shows with you in mind. The first show that comes on during the week is none other than Faith Come By Hearing on Saturday. We have Elder Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I want you to make sure you mark it and tell them, amen, glory to God. You missed a treat on yesterday. You can go back and hear it on demand. The shows will be coming on, amen. It's ministry with you in mind. And then I want to go ahead and come on down just a little bit further. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. We are called the Hour of Power. This show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. And I want to make sure that you don't miss it. And after this, I will give you a 30-minute break, and the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I want to make sure that you don't miss it. I said over and over again, don't miss it, don't miss it, don't miss it. You know, you're always saying, well, I need a word from the Lord. I need a word from the Lord. Well, guess what? You can get a word from the Lord all the way through the week, each and every day. And then on Tuesday night, let me put it like that, on Tuesday night, we are Wild Radio, none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to make sure that you tune in and listen. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual counselor, whatever the need may be, hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need is. And they will get back with you. You can go on our Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can inbox them and let them know what the need is, and they will get back with you. It's all ministry with you in mind, spreading the gospel to the nation. Glory to God. And like I said, if you missed it on last Tuesday, amen, you missed a treat. Each and every time they come on, I mean, they just walk the dog. Glory to God. We thank God for it. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will receive many, many perks. It's ministry all from Monday all the way down to Sunday, and it starts all back over again. And we're only asking $25 or more. Who wouldn't want to give the more to get, amen, what they need? And you will be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by believers. So I'm going to encourage you to come on and get in now where you fit in. You know, God is moving, and, you know, you don't want to miss the move of God. You know, some say, well, you know, I don't have anybody to train me. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to help me to get to my next level. Nah, you can stop that. The door is open. You can come on with it and come on and get in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So keep all those announcements in mind and expect God to give a word in season for you every time you come online. And if these ministries have been a blessing to you, I encourage you to give. Glory to God. We're all under the same umbrella. Hallelujah. And I encourage you to give. Amen. And give from your heart. You know, yes, he will take it from you if you give grudgingly, but don't you want to give from your heart so you can be blessed beyond? Glory to God. Be a cheerful giver. You say, God loves a cheerful giver. Be cheerful when you give. Don't give and then say, well, I hate that, gave that. No, don't do that. Glory to God, because you just dug up that seed that you have planted. So I encourage you to to come on and give to whichever, it doesn't matter. All is under the same umbrella. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if one is blessed, everybody's blessed. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I have a caller on the line that's already pressed the one, and I'm going to go ahead and bring this caller in before I open us up in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Caller 814. Caller 814, you are live and on the air.
Amen. Hello, this is Greg from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Greg, how you doing? Could you tell me, what's your prayer request? Okay, amen. I'm sorry, what's your prayer request?
I mean, I'm doing better just getting on the line. I've been going through some rough patches, but recently I've been able to get some people together and pray with for a regular basis. So things are, I'd say my valleys are getting a little lower. My heights are a little higher, but there's still some opposition. And I'm not sure if it's things that I need to repent for or if it's like these territorial spirits that are coming up or a little bit of both. So I just like some prayer, to maybe God will reveal what it is and give me some warfare tactics.
Amen, amen, amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you, Lord God, to give him some directions, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give him some clarity, Lord, as to what's going on, Lord God, on the inside, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father, you said all we had to do was ask. So, Father, we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to bring things more clear, oh Lord God, to him, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to give him more insight, Lord God, as to what he needs to do and how he needs to do it, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you know, Lord God, we cast out all confusion, oh Lord, because all you said is all we had to do is ask, Lord, and it shall be given. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to show him more clear, oh Lord God, to put him on the path, Lord God, that you want him on, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. As he comes to you, Lord God, as humble as he know how, oh Lord, we know, Lord God, that you'll make every crooked road straight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to bless him beyond what he could even think or even imagine in this season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
Amen. And thank you for calling. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go ahead now. I don't see anybody else press the one, so I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer, and we're going to get into our message. I'm going to be coming from Acts chapter 12. Amen. Glory to God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, Father, everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God, let them not hear me, but hear you, Lord God, as I read the word of God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, Lord God, to them in their own personal life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we know, Lord God, that you're the keeper of our soul, oh God, and Father, we just say thank you, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to go and touch in a mighty way, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh my God, to strengthen everyone where they're weak and build them up where they're torn down, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we cast out all fear, in the name of Jesus, and everything that's trying to bind the Lord God on this line to stop them from hearing the word of God, we say move it out of the way right now. Move it out of the way right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you make it clear to them, Lord God, as the word that comes forth, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know you to be the healer, Lord, and we thank you, Lord God, for healing all sinus infections, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, the headaches, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, the backaches, oh, good God Almighty, hallelujah, let them feel the warmth, Lord God, as you touch them, Lord God, with a personal touch, oh, my God, let them feel the warmth running up and down their spine, oh, God, oh, good God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, we give you glory, oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for every leg pain, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you're healing right now, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, good God Almighty, hallelujah. Leg cramps, he's healing them right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Father God, we just say thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Someone ought to have felt, hallelujah, glory to God, a warmth running up and down their spine. Glory to God. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. He's touching it. Hallelujah. In a mighty way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Receive the touch. Oh, my God. Just one touch from him and make everything all right. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead with our message on today. If you are already there, hallelujah, chapter 12 of Acts. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we're living in some in really hard times now. Hallelujah. You know, people, back in the Bible days, they persecuted Christians, and you know, they're doing the same thing now. Hallelujah. But the thing about it, you always were taught, don't put all your eggs in one basket. That means you can't put everybody in the same basket. Glory to God. There are those who are fearful of what God would do if they don't live their life the way he telling them to live it. Glory to God. There are those that are fearful. Hallelujah. They have a reverential fear. Amen. What will happen if they mislead God's people? There are those, hallelujah, who fear. Glory to God. Glory to God, that the blood will be on their hands. The stain will be on their hands if they don't tell them, amen, glory to God, about a man named Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. There are those, hallelujah, who preach the word of God and preach truth. Hallelujah. So don't put all your eggs in one basket. Put everybody in one basket. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, no, to try the spirit by the word of God. So you need to follow along and make sure that they're in the word of God. Hallelujah. And they're walking in that word. Hallelujah. They're walking the way God ordained for them to walk. Hallelujah. You know, many are called, but few are chosen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Now, a lot of them are called. Some just went. Hallelujah. But know those that are called by the Most High God. Hey, oh my God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Just listen, hallelujah, and follow along, and that way you'll know if they're in this word or they just out there on third field just throwing you something, hallelujah, throwing you grains of seed, hallelujah, that ain't falling on no good ground, hallelujah, because it ain't the truth of God. So don't put everybody in a basket. Glory to God, my God. Hallelujah, my God, amen, hallelujah. Now I can get into the word of God, my God, my God. Okay, I'm coming from Acts chapter 12. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. You see right here, glory to God, you know, back in those days, they persecuted those, amen, those that were in the church. Hallelujah, they did. You know, some people just don't like Christians, glory to God. That's just the way it is. It is. And then, well, you know what? I see they over there living poor. They looking poor. Hey, wait a minute. Hold up. We still serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's why I don't care if you have to wear the same thing over and over again. Here's what you do. You make sure it's clean. Glory to God. Because one day, hallelujah, believe me, it's coming. Well, he's going to give you what he said you can have. Hallelujah. But you got to stay in faith. Make sure it's clean. Make sure it's pressed down. Good God Almighty. Make sure it's got creases in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You may not be driving in the best Mercedes it is, but listen, glory to God. You can wash it. You know, they do have soap water. You know, even now, you don't even have to get out and wash it. All you got to do is just drive it through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know, it's okay. Hallelujah. People are going to do that. They're going to do that now, but it's okay. Let's move on. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. You know, the unleavened bread is bread that ain't, you don't add no baking powder in it. You can't shake and bake it. Hallelujah. And it rises. Glory to God. It's like flat bread. I know some of y'all eat that. I know, you know, and I've been with some people who said, well, you know what? I only eat this. And they call it different kinds of bread, but that anyway, bread is bread to me. But it's bread that ain't, and you ain't add no baking powder to it. Glory to God. And you see right here, hallelujah, just think about it. You know what? If some people see how other people will persecute Christians and how they talk about them, you know, and even in look, I'm going to say it like this because I've heard it before. Even husbands and wives are in a house together, you know, and this man knows the word of God, you know, and that, oh, yeah, I like, he likes to see, you know, people coming and trying to tell him about the word of God. Well, he said for man to know to do right and don't do it to that man is sin. So if you know this word, then you better live by it. If you know it like you know, say you know it, then you better walk by it, glory to God, because just because you know it, that ain't got, that's nothing. You got to be doing it, hallelujah, because you got to know where you're going to spend eternity, glory to God, hallelujah. So that's what I say, hey, the word of God really and truly is. So you see, he went and he, as they liked it because he was persecuting the Jews, glory to God. He was persecuting, you know, I mean, the Jews liked it because he was persecuting Christians. And so guess what he did? Since they liked that, okay, well, I'm going to do this. You know, he killed James with a sword, and they liked it. You see, people will kill Christians with their mouth, and people love it. They love it. Oh, yeah, she says she's a Christian, but you just wait. Hold up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, uh-huh, I saw her. Hallelujah. When she over there with old bareback and over there with tooth of fruit in them, I saw them over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. You can't tell me she lived in Sullivan. I seen her, glory to God. But you got to be careful when you say stuff like that. Know what you're talking about. Because sometimes people can misunderstand something, you know, glory to God. They can see people talking to other people, and it may be a woman and a man talking. That don't mean she messing with him. That don't mean she going with him. We going to get some real deal here. We on live show, so let's do it. Glory to God. That don't mean nothing. She could just be holding conversation with him. She could be telling him about Jesus like you should be doing. Glory to God. So watch it. You know, watch your mouth. Hallelujah. And just because he persecuted the Christians here and then he killed James, then they liked it. Oh, they loved it. So guess what? That gave him pep. That pepped him up. Oh, glory to God. To go and he going to go ahead and he going to go and get Peter too. Go give him also. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quintillions of soldiers to keep him intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Now, what do you think he was going to do? Hallelujah. He was probably going to humiliate him in front of all them people because he liked, they already liked what he had already done, right? Glory to God. That's how people like to do other people. Hallelujah. That's how Christians like to do other saints, glory to God. That's how those that don't know like to do Christians also, glory to God. But I say to you, don't get in confrontation with people about the word of God. Just go on, walk on off. You know, because there's somebody who wants what you got, hallelujah, who needs what you got. So guess what? Go on about your merry business and tell Lord, send somebody by, Lord God, to speak a word to them, one plant, one water, God bring the increase. Don't get in confrontation with people about the word of God. Hallelujah. Because that's what they want. Hallelujah. And then they're going to try to show out in front of other people. You know, I've been there in all those situations, but you know, it just gets to a point where that don't even matter. As long as you know where you're going to spend eternity, you keep on going because God has someone out there, hallelujah, and it has your name on it for you to go by and give them a word from the Lord, hallelujah, in season and out of season. Be ready. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Now, don't you know, amen, that's what it's saying. See right there? You just think, all they did, they just stayed in prayer for him. Now, let's go here a little further. He didn't have to, they knew Peter had done got, he done got Peter and thrown him in prison. He didn't have to call him. He didn't have to say, no, he's okay, y'all, let's have a prayer session. Let's meet and have prayer. Glory to God. They said, uh-uh, hold up. One of our brothers is in need, y'all. Let's go in prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And even if they ain't in prayer, you still pray for them. And so many times now, people don't want to pray because it takes time. It takes time because you have to set yourself aside. You have to pull apart. Amen. Glory to God. You have to pull apart and pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're so busy in the world today trying to get this and make money, glory to God, and go to school. And ain't nothing wrong with none of that in its proper place. Hallelujah. But you can't let it be all about that. You got to find time. Hallelujah. It will get sometimes kind of pressing, but still you got to do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't forget it. You can't just kick God to the curb. Hallelujah. Until you finish school, then come back and pick him up. He may not be over there for you to pick up. Then just think about it, hallelujah. If he just kicked us to the curb, hallelujah, and then, you know, glory to God, well, I'll wait a few more years on down the road before I bless him. Hallelujah, glory to God. We wouldn't like it. So what makes you think that God ain't no curb kicker? Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So come on now. And they were praying, hallelujah. Let's go on. Let's move on. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. And the keeper before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shone in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off of him. Off of his hands. Now you see right there, glory to God. Look, he's gonna get him up out of there. Hey, my God, my God. See, they over there praying, amen, for Peter to get deliverance. And so, you know, they was over there praying really, really, amen. They meant what they was praying. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people can pray, but they don't mean it. They're, you know what, Lord, I want you to bless them. God bless them. Bless them real good. But when God started to give them a car, started to give them $1 million, glory to God, then he started to raise them up, give them a good job, hallelujah, make them look good, and they start smelling good and ride good, then they'll go to talking about them. Glory to God, my God. So when people ask God to bless you, they want him to bless you, true. Yes, they do. But they don't want them to bless you beyond what they got. Hallelujah. Then they go to looking big-eyed. Glory to God. And they'll get mad all of a sudden. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I'm preaching good. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Just think about it. They will. Hallelujah. And so after all that, he said, get up now. Let's go. It's time to go. He touched him in his side. Hallelujah. Let's go. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. He said, come on, put your garment around you, get your shoes on. Let's go. It's a prison break. It's time to go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he went out and followed him, and would not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. You know, Peter thought he was asleep. He thought he was just seeing it in a dream. You ever been in that place where, you know, you could see something, you're like, okay, I couldn't know what I was dreaming or I was awake. It happened. So you see right here, it happens. Glory to God. So he didn't know whether he was awake or whether he was asleep. But can you imagine him touching him in the side? Okay, let's go. It's time to go. You've been in here long enough now. Let's go. All right. He told him to wrap his garment around him because he didn't want nobody else to see him. Just think about it. If he got ready to go out, there was probably others that could have seen him, and they would have known who he was. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. So he said, wrap your garment around you. Let's go. It's time to go. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street. And forthwith the angel departed from him. Look at that. Glory to God. He didn't have to say, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, open this gate. Glory to God. Whenever he got there, the angel already was getting ready. Amen. And God had already prepared the angel. Amen. Hallelujah. So when he got there, the gates just flew open. Don't you want your gates to fly open? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those are the kind of people you want to pray for you. Because look what happens. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, murmuring and complaining don't move God. Hallelujah. But effectual fervent prayer does move God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you say you can be so confused. The Lord, I don't know what's going on. You know what you need to do? Settle down and sit down somewhere. Hey, glory to God. And allow the Holy Ghost to minister to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that'll get rid of some all that confusion that's on the inside. Hallelujah. Yes, it will. And yes, it will. And yes, it will. Instead, the gates just flew open. Glory to God. Don't you know he'll open doors just like that for you? Just like he opened those gates and Peter got ready to walk out. Hallelujah. Some of you been in prison long enough. You've been in prison in your mind. You're thinking you're about to lose your mind. But God is about to open them gates and let you know, no, you ain't losing your mind. Hallelujah. I can vouch for what it's saying right here. Because I remember, amen, I remember back in the day, hallelujah, when I was hearing the Lord speaking to me, I'm like, now hold up, now wait a minute, wait a minute. Lord, am I losing my mind here? Hold up, wait a minute now. Glory to God. And I wouldn't tell nobody, but it was God speaking to me, hallelujah. It was Holy Ghost on the scene just speaking to me, hallelujah. But I wouldn't tell nobody. I didn't tell nobody till years and years later. Glory to God, till I really understood what was going on. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But he was just speaking to me, telling me and showing me stuff, and things were happening everywhere. And the things that I was seeing, hallelujah, they would happen. I would look, hallelujah, he would tell me something. I would look on the news and it would happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. It didn't happen until years and years later. Because I didn't tell nobody. I told this one person, I said, you know what? And then I told them how it was happening. I said, you know what? All this stuff was going on, but I wouldn't tell nobody because I was afraid. I said, they'd have been trying to get a check off of me. And they said, yeah, we probably would have. So I'm glad I didn't tell them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because they would have tried to have me locked up. But that's just what happened. Glory to God. Let's move on to 11. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now, I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hands of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary and mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. You see right here, amen. Prayer changed things. I don't care what you said, prayer changed it. Hallelujah. You can't be afraid to pray. That's the thing about it. You know, sometimes when people call other people, you know, well, I want you to pray for me. And then you say you're scared to pray. You know, you might say the wrong thing. You know, you got the Holy Ghost living on the inside. It's gonna tell you what to pray, you know, and how to pray. Glory to God. Or you can just go back. Amen. I mean, it's in Matthew chapter 6. Hallelujah. Mark 6. Along somewhere in there. Glory to God. Our Father, which art in heaven, pray those prayers. They'll be glad to receive them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go back and you can do that. Hallelujah. You can do that. And they will receive it better than anything. My God. Hallelujah. Because when we know not what to pray, there's one that maketh intercession for us anyway. So, hey, we ain't lost. We ain't left out. Glory to God. He ain't going to leave us hanging if you're trying to pray for the wealth of somebody. It's in Matthew chapter 6. Glory to God. He ain't going to leave you hanging. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He ain't going to leave you out there by yourself. My God. And you know, they was in there praying fervently. They was in there praying, hallelujah. Oh, my God, the prayer was going forth. They didn't have no agenda. You know, you can't get in prayer. Sometimes you can't get in prayer saying, okay, now, okay, we're supposed to be praying over here for their sickness. We're supposed to be praying over here for healing. You know, and I'm going to pray, hallelujah, glory to God, for God to bless me financially. That's too much confusion. Glory to God. When you go in a prayer service and in a prayer meeting, now pray for what you're supposed to pray for. Target what you're supposed to pray for. Don't get out there on third field, hallelujah, thinking about what you need to pray for when everybody together. What you need to do, you need to call the person, one of the people, amen, glory to God, out of the prayer circle. If you want to later say, well, you know what, I need you to pray with me on this, glory to God, hallelujah. But when you get in a prayer service and everybody should be praying, hallelujah, for the leaders, glory to God, for the ministry, whatever your leaders are telling you to pray for, then that's what you pray for, hallelujah. If they're praying for jobs, glory to God. If they're praying, hallelujah, glory to God, for someone who they have laid on their heart for you to pray for, then that's what you pray for, because there's too much confusion going on, hallelujah. You're going on third field, hallelujah. Then somebody on second base, glory to God. Then another one is on the outfield, glory Glory to God. And another one in left field and another one in right field. That's not, you ain't together, glory to God. It's on one accord. They was on one accord praying for Peter to be released out of that prison, glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you imagine they was in there keeping up some noise? Good God Almighty. They were praying, saying, Lord, release our brother from the prison, Lord God. They got him captive, but we know, Lord God, you to be, oh my God, a deliverer, Lord God. Send the angel of deliverance, Lord, to bring him out of that jail cell. You know, Lord God, he's standing in the need, Lord God. He always, Lord God, listen and pray, Lord God, and he does what you tell him to do. He goes in the hedges and the highways and compel those the lost to come to Christ. And they're persecuting him, Lord. We want you to bring him out of that jail cell right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, they was in there praying on one accord. That's why he got released. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when he got out of it, they were all asleep. They were all asleep. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They saw nothing. Let's move on down to 13. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came hearkening named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. Look, Rhoda went to the door. She heard the knock, so she going to the door. They had already been in there praying and just praying, and oh my God, they was effectual, fervent prayer. They continued to pray. You got to continue to pray until something happens. Glory to God. Don't give up. You got to continue to pray. Hallelujah. Until something happens. Glory to God. You got to continue to pray. Hallelujah. Till the doors open. You got to continue to pray until you feel a release. You got to continue to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Until things turn around. You got to continue to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Until those bills are paid. You got to continue to pray. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Till that husband start acting right. You got to continue to pray. Oh, my good God Almighty. Till those children are acting right. You got to continue to pray. Oh, my good God Almighty. Till they turn your money loose. You got to continue to pray. Oh, good God Almighty. Until something shake. Something shift. Till something happens. Glory to God. See, they didn't stop until something happened. And, you know, and when she knew Peter's voice, let's move back to 14. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, it is his angel. Now, you know, they was thinking that he might have had that out-of-body experience. Glory to God. That's why I encourage y'all to come on over here because, you know, I'm just telling you, we learned some things. Glory to God. We learned some good ministry over here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm not by no means down in nobody else's ministry. I'm not doing that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you the truth. Hallelujah. Because I know it is what it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they thought she was losing her mind. Ain't nobody at that door. That ain't not a Peter. Glory to God. But see, they was in there praying for his release. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And she said, it is. But it's the woman, you are mad. You out of your mind. Go on away from here. Go on. You know how y'all do it. Well, no, that didn't happen. No, that ain't it. Glory to God. Well, you can say, well, you know what? God blessed me. So let me tell you what he did. Hallelujah. And let me tell you what he did. And then when you begin to tell him, well, that's good. That's fine. Listen, let me help you out. Let me help you out right now on live radio. Let me help you out. When God bless you, make sure if you want to release it to somebody, release it to him first. Glory to God. And if there's just something you just can't keep on, amen, just go tell someone whom you know going to be happy for you. That's what you do. Hallelujah. You just got to tell somebody. But don't go and catch your pearls before swine because they don't care. Man, they ain't going to be happy for you. I'm going to help you out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, see, they thought that was Peter's. They thought that was Peter's angel. They thought it was Peter out of body experience at the door, right? Let's move on. But Peter continued knocking. Because remember, Rhoda ran. She didn't let him in. She was so happy. She didn't even open the door. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? You probably would have been the same way. Like, what? You know, I think she was more happy and in a little shock, too, also. So she did. She didn't open the door. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. I read in one scripture, said in another Bible, it said they were amazed. Glory to God. When you know they heard it and they started jumping up and down, clapping and praising God. Oh my God. Hallelujah. They start hollering and screaming. Now listen what Peter said. Peter said, hold up, hold up. But he beckoning them unto them the hand to hold their peace. Calm down, y'all, calm down. Declaring unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, go show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Now, look right here. Now, you can imagine, because, you know, Peter said, hold up now. Okay, y'all, calm down. Calm down. It's okay. Yeah, I'm here. But be quiet now, because you don't want to alert them other ones. Amen. Glory to God. Those that didn't like him over there, he just had a minute. Then he was going to have to run. Glory to God. He had to go. But y'all calm down. Can you imagine? They was praising God. Hallelujah. They was thanking God. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for our dear brother. Lord God, you did it just like you said you would do it. Huh? You said you'll deliver them out of them all. You said many of the affliction of the righteous, but I shall. Hey, glory to God. Deliver them out of them all. He delivered them out of them all. People said, calm down, y'all. Calm down. Let me tell you what I got to tell you. Come now. Okay, everybody be calm. Here we go now. And so he told them, hallelujah, glory to God. And now, let's move to 18. Now, as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers that was become of Peter. So in other words, they ain't know where he was. Hallelujah, glory to God. They was in shock. They still over there napping, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. So they didn't know. They didn't know. But look at it, glory to God. Won't he deliver you? Hallelujah. He will deliver you every time, not some of the time. Glory to God. If you're praying and you're seeking him. I know some say, you know, yesterday it was an awesome message. Hallelujah. You miss it, you can go back and hear it on demand. It was just, the message was just awesome, awesome, and awesome. Glory to God. And on Tuesday's awesome because they were talking about, you know, how God will deliver you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you got to keep praying until something happens. See, they didn't stop praying until Peter got out of that jail cell. You got to learn how to pray and be fervent and effectual with it. Of the righteous avail of much. Hallelujah. You know what, Lord? I prayed. I've been praying. Yes, you may pray for something even over and over and over again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It may not have came yet, but you hold on with all you got. It don't matter if they see you and say, you know what, oh, okay, well, you said this and you know you said that, you know, and it don't look like it happened. No, I said all in his timing. Glory to God. You know, people will say stuff, amen, but you know what, they have not a clue which way Jesus went. Glory to God. So those kind of people, you just go ahead and say, well, amen, hallelujah, and keep it moving, because they don't really understand. Hallelujah. Because if they understood the word of God, then they would come and ask you stuff, certain things. Glory to God. But it's okay. They kept praying till it happened. Hallelujah. So I encourage you on today to keep praying, amen, till it happened. Look how he delivered him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Although you stand at the door and knock, oh my God, glory to God. He was knocking at the door. And Rhoda was so happy. She didn't know what to do. Hallelujah. She didn't know where to open or let him in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But she was happy because they had been praying. It's something, you know, when God answers your prayers. Hallelujah. But you don't know, I don't know how long they prayed. Glory to God. But they just kept on. They didn't give up. So you can't give up in your praying. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody stray you away from what you're supposed to be praying for. Like I say, if you come together when you're supposed to be praying for your leaders, pray for your leader. Glory to God. Once you hit that church, hallelujah, glory to God, and you know it's a prayer time, hallelujah, where you mount up and gird up and begin to pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if it's something that you can't get, hallelujah, a prayer, a breakthrough, a prayer breakthrough, hallelujah, then get somebody else to help you pray through it. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. I need some help, Lord. Can you help me, Lord God? Hey, glory to God. And one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000. So what do you need, glory to God? You know, so many times people, well, you stay so personal to yourself. That's the thing about it, huh? You're always in your personal little world. Glory to God. He do have people, amen, that will help you. He'll have people that will help you to pray it through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God ain't slack. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what falls slack? We fall slack. He ain't slack concerning his promises, because he said his promises is yea and amen. The promises are already in there. Say glory to God. The promises you already have. He said yea and amen. So guess what you got to learn how to do? You got to learn how to be steadfast, stay focused, and keep praying the situation through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on down. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keeper and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. Look, he sent for him and he said, hold up, this is the end here. We don't know what yet. Now he want to kill him, but he didn't know what it was. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when we do something, amen, when Jesus do it, he's right on time. Glory to God. He ain't never late. Glory to God. Sometimes we think he's late, but no, he's always right on time. He will deliver you out of everything you're going through. You ain't got to worry about it. Hallelujah. I want to go ahead and read this. Hallelujah. Glory to God right here. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon, but they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, he desired peace because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat up on his throne and made an orientation unto them, and the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not of a man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. But the word of God grew and multiplied. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. Look right here what happened. You have to be careful, amen, who you've given. You give God glory. You give honor where honor's due, but you give God glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, you see, he's going to set himself up there on this pedestal like he done did something great. Hey, the angel of the Lord done delivered Peter out of your hands, baby. So what you done, ain't nothing you did great. Hallelujah. You can't even hold on to little old Peter. So what is it? Glory to God. But then he wanted to punish the next town that he went into. Glory to God. And you know what? They went along with his stuff, saying, oh, my God, look, this is a God. He was a God. Setting him on high. He done put on royal apparel and all that. He's sitting up there and letting them do it. He wanted them to do it anyway. Glory to God. But you see, because they gave him glory, God is a jealous God. He don't share his glory with no one. Glory to God. But the thing about it is, you can't honor a person that he shouldn't even been honored. Glory to God. After all, he done did to persecute people. And then, you know, the reason they did this was because, amen, that's where they were getting their food from. Amen. Glory to God. And so they're going to go along with him. Hallelujah. Because they knew if they didn't go along with him, that he was going to stop their supply of food. But don't you know God wouldn't have never stopped it? He'll move them right on out of the way, and he would have brought them another source. So let me help you out. Don't give in, amen, to someone else. Hallelujah. When they go to talking about the Lord, you know, sometimes people will say, well, you know what? Well, you know what? I don't believe that stuff. I don't believe that. Well, you know, God did this and that. I don't believe that stuff. And then you sitting up there saying, you're right, amen. Watch your mouth. Watch what you're saying, amen, too. Hallelujah. You better listen, amen, with your ears, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Listen with your ears and hear with your heart. Glory to God. Because sometimes people will say stuff and they want you to amen to it, and you know it ain't right. Don't amen to it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know it ain't right. You don't want to end up like Herod, do you? Glory to God. So be careful about that. Hallelujah. See, then when they gave in to him, glory to God, my God, my God, they gave in to him. They gave him the glory, but God gets the glory, not him. Hallelujah. So be careful about that. Give honor where honor's due. I give the honor, amen, and I thank God, amen, for, you know, leadership, and I do, and I thank God for teaching and all that. Yes, glory to God. You're supposed to do that, but you give God his glory, hallelujah. But look what happened. Oh, he's going to sit up there now, all nilly-willy, glory to God, hallelujah. Yeah, and they're calling him a God. Oh, he is a God, hallelujah. Well, he just went ahead, and the angel of the Lord smote him and took him right on out. He was through. Glory to God. So don't do that. Be careful what you say. Hallelujah. Be careful what you're listening to. A lot of times you hear a lot of stuff on the radio and different things. You hear the Bible and on, you know, different things, you know, and then you say, yeah, yeah, that's true, that's true, that's true. You don't know that, then don't agree with it. Glory to God. Because you're setting yourself up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you don't really know. You don't know. And don't even say something that you don't know. If you don't know, go find out. You can Google it, Google it, and whatever else they got, amen, on the internet for you to do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's too much out there now for you to learn what you need to learn. You can't say, well, Lord, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. No, he ain't hearing that no more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He ain't hearing that. Because there's too many radio stations and different stuff that talks about the will of God, talks about the word of God, hallelujah, all the time, hallelujah. Besides, you always listen to some secular music and that kind of thing all the time. And then you're back and forth and up and down and in and out and all around. That's why you can't be stable in God. Because you're listening to stuff and you're looking at things that you shouldn't be looking at. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't do it. Don't do it and don't do it. If you're doing it, just go ahead and repent and stop it now. Hallelujah. And that's what's drawing you more closer to. Because the very thing that you feed, that's what, amen. That's the way you're going to act. Hallelujah. He said, guard your heart because out of your heart flows the issues of life. Glory to God. So everything that you watch it, it's going to begin to flow out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everything that you're hearing, glory to God, and I've always told you this again, hallelujah, I've always told you this, and I'm saying it again, guard your ear gates, glory to God, hallelujah, my God, because whatever you're hearing, hallelujah, it's going to affect you too, glory to God, so be careful on that, hallelujah, my God, you give God glory, hallelujah, my God. Some stuff you just can't watch. You just got to learn how to shut it down. Glory to God. My God. Guard your heart. Hallelujah. Because everything you go in, it's going to come out sooner or later. It may not come out right then, but it's going to come. Hallelujah. And it's going to come where it's going to embarrass you. Glory to God. My God. It'll do that in front of others. For real, for real. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So see, here, he gave in. Hallelujah. To something that he shouldn't have gave in to. He shouldn't have. If he had waited, then God would have took care of everything he needed. God would supply all my needs. Hallelujah. So you ain't got to give in to the side of the enemy. Glory to God. You ain't got to go into the enemy camp. Glory to God. Don't go in there. Go in there and sit down and eat corn and eat fruits and vegetables with him and agree with him just because. Glory to God, you fearing that I'm not going to have what I need if I don't go and live over there on the enemy's side? No, don't do it, because he's a God that's on high, sits high, and he looks low, and everything that you need is already, amen, glory to God. It's already given to you. You just got to learn how to pray it and keep on praying and see it through. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah, who will deliver out of anything. See, he would have delivered them if he didn't want to give them nothing. Glory to God. They were scared he was going to kill them too. Glory to God. You can't be scared that people are going to kill you with their mouth. Glory to God, because they will. They persecute Christians now still. They'll persecute, amen, glory to God, pastors and teachers and preachers and different things like that. But the Bible said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Glory to God. So you have to be careful about that. Glory to God. And non-believers, you listen, believers, you can't hang around with non-believers. Glory to God. I'm just going to tell you straight up. It's time to cut that loose too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time to wean yourself away. Hallelujah. Because you don't want to go on the path that they're going. Just wean yourself away from them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you know you ain't strong enough to tell them about a man named Jesus, definitely wean yourself away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you got to be strong enough to tell them, say, no, sis, no, bro, that's not right. Glory to God. No, that's not right. And you can't do that. You got to be strong enough to do that. Hallelujah. You know, when you are the leaders that raise up leadership, you know, you got to be strong in those areas. Hallelujah. And I thank you for that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They don't know what I'm talking about. I thank you for that. Glory to God. You got to tell them, no, that's not right. I'm not going along with that. Hallelujah. No, that's not right. That ain't the way you do that. Uh-uh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 So don't do it. Glory to God. Don't give in to the devil then. My God, my God. Just because you want to. Just because you think you in need. Huh? But you know, he said he'll supply all your needs, so you ain't got to worry about it. Hallelujah. Because whenever you really, really need it, he going to give it to you. Hallelujah. I went to a place, amen, glory to God, the other day, and I'm like, okay, hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. I said, okay, now this is what I want now. I do want these shoes right here. These are the ones that I want right here. Amen, glory to God. But I was going to settle for the other ones, glory to God, because I love coupons. Glory to God. Everybody know that. There ain't no secret. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I do. I love coupons. I do. Really, I do. So I had a coupon for the shoes, amen, glory to God. And they were saying, well, you know, I'm reading that fine prints and all that different stuff. So, well, you know what? You can't get these if it's a hot deal. It was a hot deal, okay? You can't get these with this coupon, glory to God. I'm like, okay. I said, well, I'll just get these then, and I'll take these, and I'll get these then. I'll get the other shoes, and I can get them because they wasn't a hot deal, glory to God. So I got ready to go out of the store, and I was headed towards the counter going up to the front, and the Holy Ghost stopped me in my tracks and told me, go back and get them shoes. So I turned around right then. I ain't fight with I just turned around, went back and got the shoes. I had both pals, took them to the counter, to the cash register. So when I got up there, she was reading and everything. She said, you know what? She said, I can still give you this off these shoes anyway. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, glory to God, my God. He'll do it for you every time, not just sometime, every time. That's the type of God we serve. Hallelujah, glory to God, my God. So you ain't got to give in to the tricks of the enemy. So stop giving in to the tricks of the enemy, glory to God. You know, we talk about the enemy so much, and you know, it's this and it's that and the enemy. Stop it. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. How many times have he blessed you? Glory to God. In this month, we're in the month of August. How many times has God blessed you? Each and every day as you get up out of your bed. Oh, my God. Jesus. That's a blessing right there. Glory to God. Each and every time you lay down at night and you can get up out of your bed. And you may not have, amen, the mink coat that you want. Glory to God. You may not. But you'll get it if that's what you want. If that's what you want, you'll get it. Glory to God. And you got clothes to put on your body. Some people don't even have that you got. And sometimes we have to go retrack and think back, you know. Glory to God. We are blessed people. But that don't stop you from wanting other things. No, it don't. But don't ever say he ain't blessing you. Because he is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You may not have the steak you want in the refrigerator. You may not have it, glory to God. But guess what? I can guarantee you, most of us can go in the kitchen and eat something, glory to God. It may not have been what we want, but guess what? He gave us something. We have something. It ain't like the cupboards are bare. There are some people who don't have that, glory to God. You may have a little slight headache. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You may, your coin on your toe, come on, y'all. Your coin on your toe may be hurting. It's all right. Go ahead and smoke it. You'll be all right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But there's some who don't have feet. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. So some don't even have toes. Glory to God. So you can't take it lightly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may not have everything you want. Huh? It may not be sugar. Hallelujah. It may not be as sweet as you want it. Glory to God. But guess what? It's okay. You got something. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. So just don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Keep praying until something happens. You see, Peter, he was in jail, but guess what? They kept praying effectual, fervent prayers, hot prayers, as we call them, hot prayers. Just keep on praying, hallelujah, until something happened. And he walked right on out of there and didn't nobody see him. The angel said, cover up, hallelujah. Sometimes you got to cover up and keep on moving. Glory to God. All things may not be happening like you want them to happen. Glory to God. But just take your clothes and just cover up, hallelujah. That means you're going to cover up, hallelujah, with prayer. Continue on your journey. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't let nothing sway you back. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to make sure that you go over and hear Ministry Lane, hallelujah, on Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I'm going to give you the phone number. I know I said I was going to give it to you last week. Amen. But I'm giving it to you now. The phone number for Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries is 1-347 945-5041. Again, 347-945-5041. Now you can call in and listen to Ministry Lane's show that's coming up next. I'm going to give you a break, and then you can go on and get you some water and everything and go and get your plate of food. I know you might have missed your chicken leg, but you can go get them now. Glory to God, you can eat it, and then you can go on over and listen to our show. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show. I want to encourage you, amen, to bless the ministries, amen. As you know, they have been a blessing to you. Bless them, glory to God. Because he said, when you give, give and it shall be given. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall be given to your bosom. Glory to God. I know someone just called me earlier, and they was talking about how, you know, the Lord blessed them. I'm like, oh, my God, you blessed them real good. My God, good God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And that's the way it should be. Hallelujah. My God, if you give, it shall be given. Glory to God. Now, if you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I would like for you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord. Father God, forgive me of all my sins. I repent right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. If you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. Get in a Bible-believing church or hit me up on Facebook and let me know that was you. Glory to God, because he's still alive and well. Hallelujah. Don't wait in thinking that, you know, some people say, well, I'm going to wait. Hallelujah. No, don't wait, because you may not get a chance to repent. But repent and do it now and turn from the sins. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to go ahead now and get a benediction, and we're going to go and you can get about 30 minutes to rest. Amen. And then you can go and hear Ministry Lane. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and ever. Amen. Amen. And we will see you back here on next Sunday. Have an awesome rest of the day. Amen.